Hey now, everybody, welcome back to the Score and More podcast. I'm Pat Stetzer of the Community Media Center, and joining me as always, Michael Duffy, Supervisor of Athletics, Carroll County Public Schools. Happy winter solstice, Mr. Duffy, the shortest day of the year.
It is. What is it? Officially tonight at like 7-something?
Yeah, I don't know why I sound so excited about that. It's terrible.
It's all good.
Yeah, the sunlight leaves us quicker than in any other day of the calendar year, but starting tomorrow, little by little.
It'll get a little bit longer.
Longer days, longer daylight. We're almost to the winter break of the high school sports season, winter season, that is. Tomorrow, half day of school, and there's maybe an indoor track meet maybe tomorrow, but teams will practice tomorrow because obviously holiday tournaments are on the horizon, boys basketball, girls basketball, and wrestling, toward the end of next week, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and maybe a little bit Saturday?
Definitely Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Not sure on whether anybody's going into Saturday or not.
Definitely 27th through the 29th. There's a lot of action in and out of the county. Yeah. I know there's some, we talked about this last time, but there's some schools hosting events.
Correct.
There's a couple teams hitting the road, of course.
Sure.
Wrestling dual meets, wrestling open tournaments. I think actually there are open tournaments for the most part next week.
Yep.
The big one being in Francis Scott Key, kind of the local one anyway. And then, of course, there are dual meets, the Westminster Duels. So two big annual events for wrestling fans if they want to go watch some wrestling on the open side. And the dual meet tournament side, you don't have to go too far. In Carroll County next week with the Westminster Duels and the
Speaking of wrestling, wrestling history in the state of Maryland is going to be made tonight at Old Mill High School in Anne Arundel County. It will be the first ever, as far as we can find, outdoor wrestling meet. They're going to be wrestling South River on their stadium field, putting the mat right out in the middle of the field.
I can't believe it. That's news to me, and I'm stunned because it's cold.
Apparently, they're close.
I like it.
A facility or close by the building that they can have them warm up in the heat before they go out and wrestle or something. I don't know. They're trying something different.
I mean, we've had college basketball games on aircraft carriers and things of that nature. We had the big
volleyball
news.
Match yes, the volleyball at, in the football stadium in Nebraska.
Yeah, 90,000, I think, showed up for that. Interesting.
Certainly.
Worth cutting me off to get that information.
Their original hope was that they wanted to try and put it on the docks in Annapolis and wrestle it there.
Ooh.
But instead, it's going to be at the stadium field at Old Mill Senior High School.
Oh, there's always plans for the future. You can always
certainly.
Get to the docks and wrestle there.
But you were talking wrestling, so I figured I'd throw out that little tidbit.
I like it. Before I was not so rudely interrupted, it's the Jeff King Memorial Tournament next weekend at Francis Scott Key.
Yes.
And like you said, the Westminster Duels. But that'll be cool. I would imagine the Annapolis Capital newspaper will be covering that event or at least giving some information.
Yes.
Some photos of that nature. That's definitely a unique event. And look forward to seeing how that goes and it's well attended. And I think it'll be good weather. I mean, it's going to be cold, but it won't be rainy, I don't think. So that probably would doom their chances of having it outside if it's raining.
Yeah, they originally scheduled it, I think it was a day this week is how they left it, kind of vague, trying to look for the warmest. I'm not sure they found that. I'm not sure there was a good one. I know it was, I think Monday was ridiculously windy.
Yeah, it was. You're talking about in the evening where it's going to be dark by then, so there's no sunlight to be had. And take it from a county who had their outdoor track meet. I mean, their indoor track meet outdoors a couple years ago. You and I were there for that one.
Yeah.
Snow was cleared off the track in time for the meet, and they got it done. What was there? I remember there was like a 40-degree threshold, and then we were talked all about it. And it can be done. So
yes, it can.
If you can have an indoor county meet outdoors, you can have a wrestling match outside too. Speaking of wrestling, we'll stay there, and I was talking to you a minute ago before we started recording about the surprises so far of the winter season. And I'm not saying this was a surprise. We had a really good match last night between Francis Scott Key and Winners Mill. Kudos to them for hosting a really cool event. You had JV co-ed, JV girls, co-ed varsity, girls varsity, all in the same place. Good crowd at FSK. You know, again, that's only the one side of the beer gymnasium has bleachers, but it was fairly full, and both matches were really well contested. On the boys' side, the boys/co-ed side, Francis Scott Key gets the win in the final match. They needed it with a tie score, needed a win, and they got it. And on the girls' side, Winners Mill gets a road victory against Francis Scott Key, the reigning county team champion. So some cool wrestling in Uniontown last night between both teams.
Exciting. I think we're going to need to continue, as we continue to evaluate what we're doing with regard to wrestling and the addition of girls wrestling, maybe looking at earlier start times. I know starting at 6 o'clock and running essentially four matches on one mat is certainly time consuming. Need to keep that in perspective of what's going to be the best use of time and space. But absolutely really excited to have full teams. JVs at both divisions.
Yeah,
it really is an exciting. It's an exciting time in the wrestling community, especially within Carroll County, and I know the coaches have really worked to build those programs on the co-ed side. Mm-hmm. New coach Lou Oram, new head coach, yes, taking over at Winners Mill.
I know Winners Mill alum, wrestled there,
right,
too.
Yep. And Bill Heisen, not quite a new coach.
I don't think so. I've heard of him before.
I think he's been there. He's been there for
a year or two,
at least a minute. but then on the girls' side, longtime coach John Lowe,
yep,
at Winners Mill, who has now started the girls' program, and at FSK, Davey Blake, who has, yep, started that girls' program.
Yep.
So, I mean, really just great, a great environment, great opportunities for our students, and it's exciting to see its growth.
You said that every school, I believe, has female representation.
Yes.
Obviously, there's many that have multiple teams, right, and I'm not taking anything away from Mann Valley and Westminster, but I think FSK and Winners Mill have really taken hold of that opportunity for the girls' side. They're fielding full teams.
Yeah.
There were a few forfeits last night, but they've got rosters enough for full teams, and it's very cool to see a girls' duel going on and it be, 30-24 instead of, 55-6.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't the final score, but I'm just saying it was a close, right, match until the end. Winners Mill pulled away and got the team win. And over to the other side, I mean, really good wrestling between both. Quick, it was quick. It was a lot of pins, so the scores were high. Other scores were close together, I should say. I'm meaning a lot of pins, meaning a good team scores. 36-36 till the very last match, and then FSK's Nate Taylor got a technical fall in the final bout to get the 5-point win. It's good to see, again, we've talked about wrestling a little bit, where it's South Carroll as maybe comes into the favor than everyone else trying to jockey for position. Mm-hmm. Century's off to a good start.
Yes.
Liberty's off to a really good start. Yeah. They haven't wrestled a county match yet, I don't believe. Key and Mann Valley had good showings at the Bowerline duels, and then Key turns around and gets the win against Winners Mill, so that was Key's first county victory. It's good to see the competition already sort of going to rise to the challenge, even though we're in, mid to late December, and we have a whole county slate still ahead of us.
Right. Now, it really is. It's an awesome – it's great to see this many competitive matches among our teams, because some places we've been struggling,
yeah,
for numbers,
sure,
and filling weight classes, and everybody's doing that now, at least on the co-ed side. And the girls side, it's a process.
Oh yeah.
It's an ongoing process, and I like where it's going.
It steps forward.
I don't think we're certainly not where we want to be.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think where we are going to be.
Sure. But we're not going backward. We, the
correct
county, are not.
Yeah. I mean, the numbers are from 2 years ago, and we're just coming out of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I think our numbers, we're over 100 more wrestlers than we were,
wow,
just 2 years ago.
That's great.
Now, part of that is growth in the girls program, mm-hmm, but part of it's also growth in the co-ed program.
Yep.
The girls program growth does not account for all over 100 more wrestlers.
Sure, sure.
So I think our coaches are doing the job of recruiting.
Absolutely.
Getting students out.
And you've talked about that a lot of times.
They're selling the sport, and the sport helps to sell itself.
It does.
And students are then selling the sport to their classmates that is helping to get more students out.
Yeah, on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, wrestling for many people is not a natural, mm-hmm, sport to which, that they spend a lot of time growing up or seeing everywhere.
Right, right.
Football, baseball,
yes,
basketball,
yeah,
the other football or soccer, all the time. Wrestling hasn't traditionally been one of those. Now, in Carroll County, it's always been competitive.
It has.
And,
yeah,
we're one of those counties that people say, okay, very, very good wrestling.
Yep.
And rightfully so.
Yep.
But to see the growth of it is really exciting. I say this, obviously, as a wrestling guy, mm-hmm, as we've discussed, mm-hmm, in the past. It's a sport that's very important to me, but all of our sports are important to me. But the opportunity to see our students working and growing programs is just awesome, and it means more students are participating, which is certainly beneficial for the schools and particularly for those students.
And it's only going to grow as it goes on. All the sports are important to you, and as they should be, but wrestling is the one. I'm leaning a little more toward the girls' side, because it's, I wouldn't say starting from scratch. There have been some girls through the years that have, yeah, wrestled, but there's, the opportunity is completely different now. It's a separate sport. I mean,
right,
it's the same sport. It's the two different avenues of the same sport under,
yes,
the same umbrella. sort of starting it from scratch. So I mean, you're really seeing the progress. You're seeing the birth of the sport right here before our eyes in the last, like you said, two or so years. The fact that every school's got at least participation on the female side is really, really cool.
Yes.
And you've got more than one or two or three. I mean, I think it's five or six teams that can field schools that can field a team
right.
on the girls' side. It's just great to see. And I know we're going to have state representation in a different way this year. I believe we talked a little bit about it in terms of the new girls. Not rules. What am I trying to say? Just the way that the state tournament has kind of grown to be an extra day. Correct.
It's going
to
be an extra day involving everybody. The girls' tournament, which had been a 16-line tournament,
that's right.
is going to grow to a 24-line tournament. So
right.
the top three in every region. I mean, on the co-ed side, the top four in each of four regions qualify for the tournament.
Correct.
The girls' side doesn't have two classifications. It's all a single classification. So
yes.
1A through 4A yes. are all in one.
Yes, yes.
So essentially on the co-ed side, there are 32 participants in each weight class.
Mm-hmm.
There's 16 in 2A, 1A, and 16 in 4A, 3A.
Right.
On the girls' side, there are 24. So there's eight regions. Three participants,
and
three qualifiers,
all classifications.
All classifications. So there's 24 slots mm-hmm. on the girls' side, which is where it is for based on numbers where we find ourselves now.
Uh-huh.
That's not to say that in a couple years
well, sure.
I would love to have two 16-line brackets
sure.
and separate classifications. We're not there yet.
Yeah.
So we're trying to manage the growth so that we have a tournament that reflects what our state has.
Yeah.
We don't want to push it too quickly to having 32 participants when we can't field 32 participants.
Right.
We don't want open lines on the state tournament. We think 24 is about appropriate. But also for the first time ever, the girls wrestling tournament will crown a team champion. It'll be the co-ed team champions are dealt with at the duels. There
mm-hmm.
are four of those.
Right.
We do not crown a
right.
team champion at the tournament.
Right.
The girls don't have the duels. So instead, there will be a team champion.
There'll be scoring and things
there'll
like
be scoring,
used to be.
And it'll be crowned at the state tournament.
I mean, just those things you just said, that just backs up what we're talking about with progress. The state had girls state wrestling with two or three girls in a bracket, no brackets in the middle, and then a couple at the end. And that was cool because that was the first of the time. We're past that now, right?
Yeah.
We've got, like, last year I know there was almost every weight class represented at state level. It's only going to get more and more. And Carroll County is looking down the line saying, we have a lot of kids in this state wrestling tournament if all goes well, which I expect will. I mean, as the girls continue to get better, and you mentioned being helped by those great coaches in and around the county, it's very cool. So, yeah, I was going to talk about surprises. That's not really a surprise, but it's a pleasant surprise to see
right.
how many kids are doing so well early on in the wrestling season. When, look, you're still trying to make some weight. Weight classes are different this year a little bit. There's different numbers anyway, which I sort of found out myself a couple days ago. Now I got to write them down again and remember them. 157 wasn't a number I was expecting to see, but I saw it last night. But this is the time of the year when there'll be a couple pound allowances during the tournaments, and then you're really starting to look at that regular season
right.
as you only have a month and change until duels begin, like postseason duels. So you've got a little bit of time there to kind of get the lineups the way you want them. But it's a fun time of year to kind of look ahead and start to realize what you got. Right off the bat, I believe, after winter break, is a big tri meet with Century, South Carolina, and Liberty, which should be a really good one, the Liberty Road Challenge, if you want to call it that. But I think that's January 3rd.
Yeah.
Once we get back from the holiday breaks, we being the school system. But another thing I wanted to mention was, what we've covered recently was a competitive girls basketball game on Tuesday between Winners Mill and Francis Scott Key.
Yep.
And that on paper doesn't sound like it should be the case just because FSK 11-1 last year, county champs. Winners Mill a little struggling right now, only one or two wins last year in terms of in the county, maybe two wins, I think. Winners Mill played. It wasn't the cleanest girls basketball game. It was our CM Sportsnet game of the week on Tuesday. We wanted to see Francis Scott Key for the first time and Winners Mill too. It was a 1-point game with about 2:59 or 2:58 left in the game. Now Key pulled away. Winners Mill had some turnovers that cost them. But I was I was pleasantly surprised at the effort on both sides, and Winners Mill took this opportunity to play its A game against, as best as it could, against the county champions. And we talked with Summer Brooks after the game, and she hinted at that too. Like, look, we know we're the reigning champions, and everyone wants to knock us off. And we didn't play our best game, and Winners Mill played pretty well, and we had some adversity to handle, and they handled it. But it was cool to see that game where you thought, oh, this could be, you know, 15, 20 point game or worse, just based on what we've known so far. Not the case, because I think you saw the competitive level there raised up by Winners Mill, and FSK had to rise to the challenge.
No, absolutely. And you make a great point that FSK is getting everybody's A game.
They're going to, I think.
I mean, certainly every team wants to show up and play every game in their A game. But when you're on top, everyone wants to knock you off. And there's that extra motivation when teams are playing against FSK on the girls' side.
Sure.
So they are definitely, you know, they've got that target on their back.
Yeah, they're the top dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely great win on the road for them.
I thought so.
Face some adversity.
Yeah.
A game that was much closer than probably most people would have anticipated.
And that they anticipated too. I think that was part of that. And I think if they're being honest, they could look back and say, we probably took them lightly for the first half of the game, and we had to get ourselves back. And I think that's natural at the high school sports level. I know Coach Walther wasn't thinking that on the sideline and his coaching staff, but like you were saying, I mean, they did what they had to do down the stretch to get that first county win of the season.
Yeah, so I think we're still viewing them as the favorites moving forward. Maybe it's a little bit of a wake-up call of, you know, they can't take anything for granted.
They can't.
They need to make sure that they're playing their game as well, which they're capable.
Oh, absolutely. And the first three games of the season, they were all won by double digits. And this one was eventually an 11-point game.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, 1-point game with 3 minutes to go on the road. That's adversity. I want to give Winners Mill a little bit of credit here, too, though. They started Coach Jordan Neville Whitty started three freshmen and two sophomores in that lineup. A game like that where they had some costly turnovers down the stretch and made some mistakes that they obviously going to need to work on. But the fact that they were in that game like that with those young kids, I was talking with Emily Miller on the broadcast that we had for the game of the week. That's going to pay dividends down the road when this team wants to be where Key is now in terms of we play together for this amount of years.
Yeah.
I mean, two 10th graders and three 9th graders in your rotation, you're going to take some lumps, but it's going to make you better, I would think, in the long run. And that's what Coach Neville Whitty really, I would think, is going to hang your hat on going forward.
Yeah, well, when you are starting such a young team, it's a balance of getting them competitive but not discouraged.
Right.
And I think they're managing that well. Playing in these games is important, the fact that they're in the game.
Yeah.
Not, you know, physically playing in
game,
but
yeah,
the
close.
Fact that the team team's playing in a close game. The next step is winning those games, and it's building that confidence that, it's frustrating for teams who are always in the game and then falter late. And I'm not suggesting Winners Mill is that
team. No, but we had FSK Boys as an example last year, right? Yeah.
So it's a matter of, okay, once you start getting over that hump of, okay, we're in the game late, and then it falls apart, we're in the game late, and then it works. And then the next time, there's that building of confidence.
Yeah, the next time we have a 6-point lead.
Right.
And we hold on. We hit our free throws.
And then the biggest thing, I think, in high school sports is when students can believe in themselves.
Or
we've been here, we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
It really becomes, a self-fulfilling prophecy type thing.
Yeah.
So having those students play and having them in the game, that's a big step. Just having them in the game is one thing.
Sure.
Having the team in the game is that big step. And, you know, I feel good that they're going to get to that next step of winning those games.
Yeah, their schedule shows they're going in the direction that I would think Coach Neville Whitty and her staff want them to go. They opened the season against DeLone Catholic. It's a private school in PA.
Right.
They lost by 50. They lost by 2, I think, to Centennial. Now, Centennial is a little bit of a program that maybe doesn't compare with DeLone Catholic, but it was a close game. They lost by, I think, 11 to Mann Valley the next game. And then they had the lead against FSK at halftime, and it was a 1-point game in the fourth quarter. And you're getting a lot out of your freshmen and sophomores in this game, going toe-to-toe with a team that's been playing together for multiple years, if you take that back to the youth level. I just think, look, they're winless right now. They're looking for that first win. But if you're looking for something positive from that
there's
a lot of positives, I thought, in a game that wasn't the most crisply played game on both sides, and that happens once in a while. But I thought Winners Mill gave them a pretty good effort. And I thought Key took the body blows and got off the mat. And that's what you have to do when you're the reigning county champions.
Absolutely.
So that was that was one thing from the girls' side. Boys' side, maybe not a surprise right now, but I mean, we're going to give some praise to Manchester Valley, getting an overtime win against Winners Mill, which is always a scrappy, physical team coached right. by Dave Wynn. Chris Wonder got that victory, then turned it around and knocked off the reigning county champions by one in the final seconds the other day when Man Valley yep. beat Liberty. 65-64, got a 30-point game out of Brendan Luddy, which is the second-best performance so far this year. Winners Mills' Drew Jenkins has the other one. I think he had 31 earlier on for the Falcons. Man Valley, pretty good start. We knew they might be one of the teams that could contend. We saw them do it last year. They beat yes. Century once. They beat them for the first time, I think. They beat them twice. Well, when they beat them the first time, it was the first time they had beaten them. Sorry, yeah. They had a very good season, runners-up or third in the county, I believe, was might have been second in the county if they beat Century twice. The point is, they were good last year. They graduated a couple guys,
yeah, right.
but they brought a little bit of a nucleus back, and it's already paid off. So, I mean, if you're looking at quote-unquote surprises so far of the season, Man Valley boys basketball doing a pretty good job here in the early going.
I'm sure Coach Chris Wonder would tell you it's not a surprise that this is what he expected.
Correct.
But, yeah, they're playing really well. They've got, you know, those last two wins have been big ones, especially, you know, right down to the wire, one-point win over Liberty. That's huge. It'll be interesting to see when they match up. I kind of have the feeling that I think Century mm-hmm. is the most complete team.
4-0 so far and 1-0 in the county.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see, but... You know, they haven't played Man Valley. They haven't played
right.
Liberty.
Right.
So we'll see how that all pans out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Man Valley's definitely playing really well right now.
Yeah.
As I said, I'm certain Chris Wonder will tell you it's not a surprise.
He knew it all along.
Exactly.
As he should. and the players probably did too. I think they know they've got something up there in Manchester.
They've got some good things going. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
As they continue to move forward.
It's been a funky season so far. You know, South Carroll gets off to a good start.
Yeah.
Beats Westminster on its home court. Century goes there and handles South Carroll. Westminster gets. You know, the floor wiped by Liberty and then turns around and beats Glendale after they were down big and at one point, I think, in that game. So it's coming out, you know, Man Valley gets the win against Winners Mill and then is in a dogfight with Liberty and is trailing in the final seconds and gets the go-ahead bucket and holds on for the win. It's good to have those games early on in the year. A, they're
yeah.
fun to watch.
Yes,
and
they are.
B, they give all these teams that confidence that you were just talking about on the girls' side. Yes, we think Century might be the most complete team. It doesn't mean they're going to go undefeated in the county.
Right.
Liberty, we knew, had some pieces back from last year's championship team, and they looked awesome against Westminster in a 35-point win the other day, and then they fall short against a scrappy, good Man Valley team. It's just you can already see some of the building blocks of what we could expect to be a really awesome January and February being built right now here in mid-December.
Now, I think it's definitely going to be an exciting rush through the next 2 months once we get back from winter break. I mean,
right.
the teams will have their holiday tournaments
yep.
where, yes, they count, but no, they don't count.
Sure.
I mean, they count as far as your record, but they don't
yep.
count for seeding.
Yep.
It's really an opportunity to play some different teams and just get experience.
On the court minutes and things like
yeah.
that. Yeah, absolutely. And on the mats, too.
Right. So those are positive. But it's definitely, I think, going to be a fun finish to the basketball season. There's a good bit of parity. And from a fan's perspective, as a casual fan, meaning or a fan of just basketball in this area, it's really fun. If you're a fan of one particular team, it may be gut-wrenching from time to time. But the parity
yeah.
perspective
yeah.
makes it fun from that. It makes it fun.
Yeah, I mean, 3 weeks or so in, or, you know, two and a half plus weeks, and you don't have, oh, well, Team A is clearly the best, and everyone else is fighting for second or third, and we're
right.
going to have some bad games. That hasn't been the case on either side. Yes, we think FSK girls are the favorite. We right now, maybe we think Century looks like the best boys team.
Think so?
Maybe. You know, again, it's early. South Carolina wrestling, based on what they've done the last couple years, they're the team to beat, but we've already seen a few teams doing well so far
right.
Early in the season. It's just sometimes it takes till the middle of January for us to really start talking about, oh, okay, well, this is the boys basketball chase. This is the wrestling team. We already have gotten some of those interesting, eye-opening moments, and
right.
which is great because there haven't been too many county games. We've had a lot of non-county games so far. That's just the way the schedule works out
right.
in December. So it's exciting even as we hit the winter break here, which is, you know, again, tomorrow. And then there are plenty of games going on in and around the county the Christmas holiday on the 25th, the 26th. There's no games, I believe, on that. And then the next day on Wednesday, we get the wrestling tournaments and girls and boys basketball and some indoor track as well. So yeah, it's getting to be that time. I say it goes fast, but then the winter season, sometimes I'm not going to say it bogs down, but there is some length to it. It feels like there's some length to it. We haven't had any bad weather.
Right.
That's me knocking on the table so far. That's really thrown a wrench into our scheduling, but it's a wild card you have to deal with in the winter. But things will really, by this time next month, we'll really know. We'll have a good idea of who is, in line for county championships and who's jockeying for the playoff seeds as we get ready for the next month after that, which is the playoff season. But it's a fun time. We say how fun it is all the time, and we get together once a week, sometimes once every other week, and there's always something else to talk about, and it's always building toward the excitement of the season. And it really is a fun time of year to be a high school sports fan.
No, it really is. It's a lot of fun, and it's exciting to have this opportunity.
One more thing before we bid you adieu, and that's I saw this, just was looking at the MPSA website, and they put out a release from dated December 13th, so just last week.
Right.
The MPSA recognized the 18 high school coaches from across Maryland have been selected as the 22-23 National Federation of State High School Associations Coaches of the Year. That happens every year, obviously, NFHS does that.
Right.
I see some Carroll County names on the list.
Yeah, this is for the NFHS State Coach of the Year.
Yep, correct. Yeah. NFHS, I'm reading off the news release, annually honors a coach of the year in the top girls sports and top boys sports by participation numbers. Also recognize a spirit and dance coach, separate award category. Winners must be active coaches during the year for which they receive their award. This 3 years awards recognize the coaches from the 2022-23 school year. For girls lacrosse, I see Manchester Valley High School's Shelly Brzezicki.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know what they did last spring, undefeated season, state championship. I also see for tennis, Tim Brecker, Liberty High School. Again, we know that Liberty has been a state champion as well as a team, and they've had obviously tons of success in the county. And that's on the girls' side of things. I don't see any other name from Carroll County on that side.
Nope,
on the boys' side, Liberty basketball, Brian Tomes, he's now the athletic director at Westminster High School, but we know that Liberty boys and Liberty girls, Liberty boys made a back-to-back regional championship runs and got to the quarterfinals before Brian left his post. And then also I see on the football side of things, it's Chris Basler, Westminster High School, so we know what Westminster did in the 22 back then, the county champions, and made a run to the state quarterfinals, I believe. Yes. State quarterfinals in the 22 season. So congratulations to them. And there was also NFHS Coaches Committee selected Section 2 Coaches of the Year. Howard High School girls basketball, Scott Robinson was one. Shelly Brzezicki was the other one from Manchester Valley from girls lacrosse. So that was really cool to see some of the coaches from Carroll County get recognized, and rightfully so, for what they've done in the previous calendar year.
And Shelly Brzezicki for the Section 2, just to give a little perspective, Section 2 is made up of seven states and D.C. It's made up of Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio. So she was selected as the top girls lacrosse coach among those eight states. So
and we know there's girls lacrosse programs in those states that are pretty good.
Correct. So that's a huge kudos on her. That makes her one of the eight finalists. There's eight sections that make up the U.S. Makes her one of the eight finalists for National Coach of the Year.
That's great.
Yeah. Maryland Coach of the Year is an outstanding accomplishment.
Absolutely.
Section Coach of the Year is even more prestigious.
Next level up.
Definitely want to tip of the cap.
Oh, no doubt.
To Shelly Brzezicki on that one.
Yeah, and we talked about Man Valley and what Coach Brzezicki did last spring.
We had her on our podcast.
We did. That's right. We did. I almost forgot. How could I forget? We gave them the kudos that they deserved last year for going undefeated, winning a state championship, handling some adversity along the way.
Yeah.
I know it'll be a different look this spring, as it always is when she graduates handful of talent, but she probably brings in some girls that were really good from the JV, and I know they have some returning firepower from last year's team, but that's so far down the line. That's all the way down in March.
Yeah, we can wait a little bit on that.
But it's nice to see them recognized at right before the end of the calendar year here for what they did last year. So congrats to all those coaches, and obviously with Coach Brzezicki being a section coach of the year too from the NFHS. What's the one thing you're looking forward to the most besides a couple days off before we go back and get some high school sports content during the winter break?
A couple days off, maybe watch some bowl games, spend some time with family.
Yep, talk about Baseball Hall of Fame and who got it right and who got it wrong.
Well, so far I've seen several getting it wrong. I'm certain there are some who will get it right, and there's also the hot stove of baseball. Still some trades and signings to take place.
The hot stove never goes cold in December, especially with Mr. Duffy. He's always sending me a text and screenshots of look at this guy's ballot and look who the Braves just signed for their minor leagues. Orioles will make some move here, I'm sure, at some point. We'll see.
I have no doubt.
Besides Craig Kimball, who you know very well
familiar with his work.
Braves bullpen. Talked about biting of nails earlier. That's one person that usually that's the feeling you have when he enters in the ninth inning.
Correct.
A pretty good pitcher, though. I think he's had some success. I know some fans are kind of rankled by that move, but they wanted something else. And it's not over yet. It's only December.
Correct.
Still plenty of offseason. But like you told me the other day, we're already less than 100 days away from baseball's opening day.
We're at 98 today.
Okay.
But who's counting?
Who's counting? I know you are, and that makes us smile. Well, happy holidays to you, Mr. Duffy. I hope so far you've been it's been treating you well. I know you just got back from Orlando for a work conference, and a little warmer than it is up here, I'm sure. But
Not significantly.
No, it was in the 50s, right?
It was a little chilly, although I only got outside once. I was inside working most of the
time. I was just going to say, you're probably indoors in a conference room somewhere, a hotel ballroom for the conference area. But always good to hit the road when you can and do some work and bring back some ideas for Carroll County Athletics. And man, it really is in full swing now in the winter season. It's fun. We do take a little bit of a break here, but again, next week's holiday tournaments. I think Mr. Duffy and I will come back in January and reconvene and go over what happened during the holiday break, and then get ready for some county action. It's going to be fun to see.
Awesome.
Looking forward to it. And until we meet again and do another one of these podcasts, I'm Pat Stetzer.
And I'm Michael Duffy.
And happy holidays, and this has been The Score.
And more.